le is a very useful word in Chinese. We often add le to express the perfective aspect or a change in the situation. For example, 我到学校了。我到学校了。我会写中文了。我会写中文了。If it's a question, you can ask,
你会写了吗？你会写了吗？
多久？多久 means how long? For instance,
他到学校多久了？他到学校多久了？
Or, 你们认识多久了？
你们认识多久了？
If the time doesn't last long, we say 不久, meaning not very long.For example,
开学不久
or 认识不久。Our programs have run several episodes. If we have watched 3 episodes, we say
我已经看过三集了。
已经 is an adverb used to express perfective aspect, meaning already. For example,
我已经学了三年了。我已经学了三年了。学校已经开学了。学校已经开学了。
If we haven't started to do something yet, we use the sentence pattern
还没呢。
For example, if the time is up, but the teacher hasn't dismissed the class, we say,
还没下课呢，还没下课呢。
To express we don't mind something, we say,
没关系，没关系。
But 关系 actually has another meaning, which is relationship. For example, if I don't know someone, I have no relationship with him, or
我和他没关系。
In another situation,I may have known him for a while. We say,
我们的关系很好。我们的关系很好。
关系 here means our relationship to someone else. Now let's look at the following vocabulary. In Chinese, 上 is used in several situations. One of them is to move upwards, such as
上楼
or
上去。
Another meaning is to go to somewhere. For example,
上课。
上学 means to go to school.
上班
means to go to work. In today's lesson, we talk about time. Among time words,
年
means year. Like
一年、
两年、
三年
and so forth.
年年
means every year. Others like Chinese New Year or New Year are also special occasions in a year. In the video, one student said,
我才学了两个月。我才学了两个月。
He means it hasn't been very long. Another student said,
我已经学了三年了。我已经学了三年了。
He's learned Chinese for a longer time, so his Chinese is supposedly better.